Good evening, Patriots, and happy Father's Day to everybody. I hope you've all had a really good weekend in one way or another, celebrating your father, your husband, a father that's passed. It's just such a, it's a humbling time to reflect on the gift of life and the role of the father. I want to start tonight with Joshua 1:9, and it relates to all fathers. It relates to everyone, but in particular tonight I want to focus on fathers. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Where we are right now in this world is a lack of leadership with men. And where we're headed is going to require that we need even more leadership from men than ever before. So we're way down on the count right now. This injection thing is not going away. In fact, arguably, they know what's coming, and it's going to be disastrous. And in some discussions that are coming out now, they're already advocating to increase the frequency of the injections and promote boosters. And they're doing that because they know that the system is failing and that people's immune systems now have been highly compromised. And so they're going to try to cover it up with more of the same. But what they're doing in each of these steps is they're transitioning people farther and farther away from being God's children and more into the hands of being a transhuman. Even when I say those words sometimes, I literally have to stop and ask myself, are you sure of what you're saying? And I do. And the problem is that every single thing I know, and I, over many years of study, and it's all showing the same thing, that we're at a point right now of a complete war on the future of humanity. How we survive this, I don't know. I believe that right now that there is an opportunity for those who have taken the injection, and this is my opinion, and I'm going to leave it at that, but I believe that we are at a point right now where those that have taken the injection have the ability to come back across, but it's going to take an enormous amount of prayer and humility and accountability to do that. But I do believe we're in that window where that can still happen. But I believe that that window is closing. And I think that as we go farther down this path, and this is over the next few months, I think that door is going to literally slam shut. Now, I'm going to come back to fathers, but I want to read this Ephesians 6, 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. There is a growing movement with teens right now, priding themselves in defying their parents and taking the injection. My guess is that that probably started with some AI bots or agents, meaning that they were out there creating an incident that didn't happen, but now other kids, as people are, jumped on board and now are all acknowledging that this is, they're all doing it, and there's a lot of them. I'm not talking a few. There's a lot. And you can find that on social media. So we've obviously are at the peak breakdown of our families and peak breakdown of the spiritual leadership in the families, which rests with fathers. It's not that it doesn't sit in the hands of the mother, but the roles are different, and we should be able to acknowledge that. This idea of taking the injection and responding to an incident, an issue of a fake pandemic without thinking it through, And I know a lot of people that are good people, but they just didn't think it through. We don't have that option anymore. We need the leadership of men in the house and in the homes and in the families to be able to be that counsel, that guide, the firm hand, but not the hand of provocation and not the hand of pain. Children are highly exposed to the world right now at a very young age, and so they develop an idea in their head that they know better than parents because of details of information, not knowledge and wisdom. They consider themselves many times superior to their parents because they can do things on gadgets. They can function better on the computer. They can move better on a program. They can handle an iPad better. They can text faster. That's just gadgetry. It has nothing to do with knowledge. It has nothing to do with wisdom. A monkey can do it if given enough time. And effectively, children are monkeys in the way their development is. And they are not yet mature enough to make many of these decisions. So we need the strength of men and fathers right now more than ever in this nation. It is stunning to me when I look across this world at how there is a literal vacuum of leadership. We have no strong leadership figures anywhere in the world that are leading our youth, that are leading our nation. And in this void, people are floundering. We need strong men leadership. And we have to be able to go out here and speak boldly about the things like the injection, its dangers. We have to speak boldly about our love in Christ. We have to speak boldly about our faith in God and do so with confidence and knowing the power that it gives us. We also need to take a lot of the accountability and responsibility for how we earn a living and what we're doing in our household to ensure that things are going to be okay in this coming storm. It's interesting that the idea of being a farmer or a gardener has lost its manly sense. The stereotypes, if you're a rancher, you're cool, but if you're a farmer, you're not. And yet it is going to be the farmers and the gardeners that are going to make the difference in getting through what is coming. Our households need to be built in such a way that there is strong leadership, there's strong, unbelievably strong foundation of faith. We need to be building our independence away from the dependency on the main grids, on the food distribution channels, supply chain channels, and as much as we can, away from our dependence on even the electricity. That includes heat and power. Those domains, for a large part, fall within the Father's realm, as they should. What doesn't fall in our Father's realm, at least of any consequence, is watching sports on Sunday with the boys, washing the car every night. And these things are nonsensical, and there's many of them. I'm just using two. And a lot of this is centering back to the fact that men have lost their way because their jobs and their work are empty. They provide no risk. They provide no satisfaction. And all they do is they provide the fulfillment, loosely put, of a check of how much you're going to make. So it is important that when we talk about right work, that we begin to make that turn to where men are taking responsibility and doing right work, and stop trying to value everything in terms of a paycheck, a salary, and how much debt you have for the house and the cars. Right work does not mean that you're going to become a millionaire. Right work means that you're in tune and alignment with God, and you're taking risk, and you're going to have to work your tail off harder than you ever have. But right work also means that in alignment with God, all things will be provided. Maybe not the way you expect, but they will be. And that's part of trusting in God. That's part of keeping ourselves true with God. And all of this is going to be more important than ever. When I see children defying parents, I'm hearing two things in that statement. And I don't know whether I'm right, but this is my first response to it. Too many kids given way too much latitude in their life and not being accountable to their parents for whatever reason, thinking that's good parenting, or because they're afraid to confront their children, or broken homes. But in both cases, no matter how it comes out, there's something missing with the role of the father. For the fathers that have taken the injection, all I can say is you need to get on your knees. It's not a game. If you thought you were doing the right thing, you got played, you got deceived, and you didn't do the research you should have done. To the fathers that did take the injection, I want you to think about this statement. I guarantee you, if I'd given you a bag of protein to take with your muscle workout, you would have studied every ingredient on that. Or if I'd hand you some sort of additive for your oil in your car, you would have done the same. Or if I'd handed you a box of ammo, you would have counted the grains to know exactly what the weight of the bullet was and what the charge load was and what the primer type was. And the casings. And yet, for those that took the injection, I guarantee you, you didn't spend any time looking at what went in your arm. And what's gone into our people's arms is not a mystery. It's an mRNA that modifies your DNA. It's protected by a nanolipid that goes into your body. It doesn't stay in the muscle. It moves through every cell in your body. Estimates are it can hit every cell in the body within about 15 minutes. There are all sorts of consequences. Some feel nothing right now. But everyone is being changed. It takes it. It's in your cells. It's not going away. You're not expelling the mRNA. That's all nonsense. And it's concentrating for women in their ovaries and for men in their testes, which, by the way, you're going to have effects. It's going to affect you in your most manly regions. Sterility and possibly other things. This whole system was designed to play on the fears. And the one group of people that could have put their foot down to stop the fear were men, and there just wasn't enough of them. So these things of reminding these things sometimes perhaps feels like we're beating a dead horse to death because we keep going over the same topic, and it's true, we do. I go over this topic probably of how we failed on this probably once a week. But there's something much bigger at stake here, and that is we have an opportunity, but that window's closing. And it's time to pony up, start acting like men. And by that doesn't mean lock and load and go standing outside your door with an AR across your chest. What it means is starting to be that leadership place in the community, to start being that strong voice in the community, to start engaging with your sheriff, engaging with your school board, engaging with your county commission and your city councils. Taking your county commissions, meeting them for coffee, talking to them about things, being men, having straight talk of truth, not idolizing or feeling weak in front of these people, speaking truth, not with anger, but with truth. And that's why we begin with Christ in our heart. And it's time to start not only demanding accountability, but placing on the table what accountability looks like Nuremberg crimes. And it also is time for men on a broad spectrum to start putting their foot down and saying, you're not going to touch our children. I don't care whether you have children or not. Your role in the community is to protect the children, plural. As much as this is an important day for fathers, and there are many great fathers in this nation, and my tip of my hat to all of you and to all of you that have held the line and led your families. But damn, there are many that are not, that have turned their back on common sense and failed their families and failed their children. Even going so far as to allow or encourage, worse, their children to take the injection. That failure is one you're going to have to live with. And this is where we come back to the window. There is a window right now we are in that perhaps you can undo this damage. And undo may not be the right term. At least to get back to the place with God in your heart, humble before Him. And it's only there that there's an opportunity to reclaim what you lost or gave away. But it's time to see the strong leaders rise. It's time to see those that aren't just sitting on the side right now. We need, and there's plenty of men out there that can do this. There's plenty. But those voices need to be heard and to lead this nation and to lead the families. This bioweapon that's being distributed is going to wreak havoc on the families, on what families are left. It's going to leave a lot of pain and destruction in its path. And there's no coming back from that in a normal way. You know, I've mentioned before this whole concept of two worlds. It's a 3D, 5D world. And in a certain sense, we're kind of witnessing that right now. And we're seeing the 3D mentality migrate towards that. Take care of me, oh great state. Take care of me, oh great pharmaceutical company. Take care of me, take care of me. I'm afraid. Provide me all that I need, oh institutions of man. 3D world. 5D world. God, we have faith in you. We trust in all that you've given us. We'll stand with you. You'll guide us and lead us. And we will overcome this through our faith in you and our love of Christ in our heart. For we know that we can move a mountain from here to there. And the problem is, and it is a big issue, and it's an issue that keeps coming up again and again, and it is this place of idolatry and doing nothing. I really can't get my head around why people don't want to take action. I just don't get this. Talk big, do nothing. There are some great people doing stuff, but I'm talking on a large perspective of what we're just seeing, the lack of male leadership. I mean, it's literally like they went through at night and they snipped off the nuts of all the men. And it gets a little bit infuriating after a while. Because women can't bear the load of this fight alone, and they've done an amazing job to this point so far. So if you're a male out there and you're listening and you're a man, you're listening to me and you're getting all riled up, good, finally. It's better than getting kicked in the gonies with steel-toed boots. But as you leave this Father's Day weekend, I'm challenging every family, every father, to dig down deep inside and start realizing that what's ahead is worse than what we left. This fight isn't going away. They're coming for your families. And they're coming for the neighbors. And they're coming for the children. And if you don't start to realize that we have a role to protect them and to keep them away from this injection, that's part of our job. It's part of what God put us on this earth for. Men could solve this. They could solve it pretty quickly in every community. You take 100 men sitting down with the city council and making it very clear, or the county commission, or the sheriff, you're not coming near our families, you're not coming, you're in our community on any sort of vaccine. Keep it out of here. Open up these stores and these restaurants. Keep your mask policy in your back pocket. Get out of our way. That's essentially it. And do not bring a needle near my kid, because if you do, it'll be the last needle you ever dream about. We need this strength. We need the strength of men challenging why parents are having their kids injected. Think it's off limits? It's not. Not when you're injecting them with something that's experimental. It's no different than parents flipping the gender on their child and celebrating it. Our families right now are so corrupted in its values, and we have to recenter ourselves on God and reassume the roles that God intended. So, it is a blessed weekend to celebrate fathers, but like all things, we're still in a war. So while we celebrate our fathers, let us remind our fathers and let us remind our husbands and men. Let me encourage you to look in the mirror and realize that this is war. And if we want our families to continue, if we want our country to continue, the vanguard of that fight has to be men. That means buckle up, buttercup. It's time to fight. And fighting begins with strong, powerful presence in our communities, demanding accountability, bringing God into the public square, walking with God in our heart, knowing what strength that is as we do that. You can't use work as an excuse, because if this continues, your work's going to be the least of your problems. You don't need to get a pat on the back or a trophy, because that's just ego and stupidity. You need to buckle it up, man up, follow the examples of the strong men in your community, and there are plenty. And wives, support your man to getting them into the fight. Again, for the men that are doing this, God bless you. But we need a lot more of us. So I'm going to close with a prayer tonight for the strength of men. Please join me in prayer. Father, hear our words. As we kneel before you, humbling ourselves before you, praying for the forgivenesses of this nation. Father, bless our men of this nation to awaken, to stand with the strength of Christ in their heart, to be unwavering in what they confront, and always confronting evil with truth, darkness with light. Father, please help us raise the new leaders in our communities, those that walk on that moral high ground and that solid rock of faith and Christ living and breathing within them, to be able to discern clearly, to lead their communities forward to new levels of accomplishment, of awakening, of the importance of putting God back in our families, of keeping our children safe, safe from this injection, safe from the crimes of directed at children. Being the strong voices in the community that hold the leaders accountable. Father, we need to raise our men. We need to turn them back to where they were, to strengthen their hearts and their resolve, to make it clear that no one shall pass that line that they create, for they are in the Lord's army. They walk with the whole armor of God, and that they are fearless in the face of the enemy. For our families and for our children, we say these things and pray these things. In Christ's holy name, amen. It's in a critical time to work harder, climb farther and higher, to push ourselves to limits we didn't even know we had, way beyond them, to achieve greatness. If you're working a job that it's mindless, start planning on making a change. Get out of it. Do something that inspires your spirit. Reclaim your power, men. Don't let the corporate world and the obedience to the government paycheck break you down. This is a time that God needs you, our country needs you, and our children and our wives need you. Our families need you all. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent. Always press into the fight. Patriots, this is going to take all of us working together to help raise up this new group of leaders. We can't afford to have the same corrupt family bloodlines restarting a new, safer America or better voting America. We need to have accountability in our system, accountability to justice, accountability to all things. And we need leadership that's willing to say truth and hold people to the truths that are there and the promises that they make and the actions that they do. And that role is definitely a role set with men. We are all part of the Lord's army. We each have a place, and this is a very real fight. So let us stay focused on that war and the victories that we can claim with the strength in our fathers, the strength in men, and the strength in our words of truth and the love of Christ that lives within our hearts. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent. Prayers up. We need lots of prayers for this one. God is with us and he's listening. He'll never forsake us. And in the end, God will win. But we need to win with him. And that means we have a lot of work to do. So see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Pacific, 8 a.m. Eastern. Until then, or until the next time, God bless. Good night. Thank you. And out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something, pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now. I can see it now. We're on the edge of our moment, but not a void that now we're diving in. The light up ahead, we're running to it. We're on the edge, now we're diving in. Stay aware. together flawlessly, pave the road to better things. Letting go of the moments that could only keep us down. I can see it now. Can you see it now? We're on the edge of a moment, been out of our depth, now we're diving in. The light up ahead, we're running to it. We're on the edge, now we're diving in. Sets down over the hill where the lost got found, reaching through somehow. Oh, you're an island when the world is too loud. When the seasons change, I know the space between us will stay the same. Resting on this faith, when your soul answers calls far away. Safe place to hide from the rain.